Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Girl, I'm bad, 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 bad. Amazing why. Yeah,
yeah. Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Ken Yancey back on the show. Ken's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the CEO of SCORE. You know, that those hundreds and hundreds of volunteers around the country who are making themselves available to help small business owners. We've been telling you about SCORE. SCORE's been around a long time, and we've been telling you about SCORE for a long time. And Ken's been joining us now for at least a decade and to talk to us about it. He's here with another report. Ken Yancey, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be with you. And we're as young as ever, despite that decade.
Exactly. So how old is SCORE? How long has it been around?
You know, Jim, this is our 50th anniversary this year.
Happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yeah, we've helped over 10 million small business owners since
and
we
you were,
started
you were
back
just
in 1964.
You were just 40 when you founded it, weren't you?
I was, as a matter of fact. And while I didn't find it, I've got 20 years in, so I feel like I own a pretty good part.
Hey, Ken, talk to us about Obamacare. Now, SCORE is not a government entity, but you're quasi, right? You do get some resources from the government. And but you serve small business owners, and we're out here in the muzzle blast of Obamacare, and mm-hmm. and it is the law of the land. So tell us what we need to know about Obamacare.
Well, here's what we're suggesting. You know, as a small business owner, you need to stay on top of what's going on in your industry, in the government, and anywhere else that might impact your business. Mm-hmm. And certainly, Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, is certainly going to impact your business. I'm not going to predict how, but you owe it to yourself, you owe it to your employees, you owe it to your business, your brand, and all that you've done to be on top of it, to take the time to understand exactly how it's going to impact you, to understand what it's going to take to be compliant. Maybe it's nothing. Maybe it's going to provide insurance for somebody that's never had it. Maybe it's going to cost you money. And you're going to fit into one of those categories most likely. And you need to know, and you need to plan and prepare. You know, Jim, mm-hmm. over the years, SCORE is an organization that's all about planning and preparedness and being ready and making the best, most informed business decisions you can possibly make to be successful. And this is one of those things that you have to get on top of. Now, there's a lot of ways to do it. You know, the SBA has on their website a number of different webinars and white papers that will talk to you about it. Mm-hmm. AARP is actually carrying the president's message to a degree.
Yeah.
There are other insurance organizations that have webinars and seminars, and many of them are free. They'll do it to you for nothing.
Well, I'm looking for Ken, and AARP is not one of them, but I'm looking for people who will just give us the facts, help us deal with this. As you said, it is going to impact us one way or the other.
That's right. And
your approach is the right one. You know, whether you like Obamacare or not, whether it's what you want or not, regardless of whether it's going to save you money or make you money or save your life, it is the law. And so we have to deal with it. And so I do like your approach. Whatever the government is doing is impacting us either straight line or dotted line, and it's to our advantage to keep up with what's happening.
It's an absolute necessity,
this is the most, other than taxes, this is the most pervasive law that we've had. It affects everybody, and so nobody's going to get out of this unscathed.
Nobody is going to get out of this unscathed, unimpacted, and you know, you're right. There are those groups that are out there, and I don't know who they are, but there are groups out there certainly that have a skewed view. And know that. What I would encourage your folks to do, call your insurance carrier, call a insurance carrier, go to one of the health insurance carriers' website and see what information they have that's available for free.
We did that. We've done that. We've also registered on the website. It took us 2 weeks, but we did get through on the website and we did we signed up. We haven't done business there, but we just signed up. Just for one thing, just to see what the process was,
right?
But we have found out about what's going to cost us, and so we now know, my organization, Ken, now knows pretty much how Obamacare is going to impact us,
right?
And I'll have more to say later about whether that's going to be good or bad, but probably not right now. Ken, it's score.org. I mean, is it .gov or .org?
Score.org.
Score.org. Folks, check it out, S-C-O-R-E. Stay with me. We'll be right back with Ken Yancey.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.